Yeah, bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Enos.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the Call of Ian, you cock-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Who the who?
Okay. Alright.
You know, I don't want to be the guy that has to have this conversation, but...
Shit. What?
They say if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. And if you're late, you're forgotten.
You know, I've heard that bullshit before, but I don't know. I don't believe it.
I think I'll be having a word with your auntie about your time management.
All right.
You need to schedule things in advance.
I need to schedule things in advance. I don't know. I think you need to stop, just your whole thing of telling me when things are. That's like, oh, okay, all right, well, shit.
Well, I think we need to get on the same page so that we can chastise Bellend if he ever shows up.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I want to chastise him. I feel like he'd...
You don't want to harass him about his contributions to the show?
No, I mean, the only thing I don't like is the playing of old episodes, but, I mean, I feel like, you know,
Come Town has a new bit where they tease one of their guys for not contributing enough to the show.
Oh, yeah? Kind of like we did with Nick?
It seems they have a Nick on their show.
Yeah, so I've heard. I don't know. I don't listen to Come Town because I refuse.
Well, I think we should try reaching out to this weak link.
I heard. Yeah, I heard you reached out to Colin Quinn.
You know, Dante once told me, "Yeah, Ian, you should have Colin on the show." Yeah, and I was like, I don't have a reason to talk to him. And he was like, yeah, he's very nice. He probably do it. Yeah.
So he just totally didn't hear what you were saying about I don't have a reason.
But now I have a reason to talk to Colin, which is that I want Mr. History Lesson to tell me what happened to comedy.
Okay.
I want him to get his chalkboard out, his dry erase markers, and I want graphs and puns and solid information.
Man, I'll tell you what happened to comedy. Comedy got the fun police came.
Yeah, but they've always come in the past.
Yeah, but now it's different.
Now they're like Al Qaeda.
Yeah, the fun police are burning down the country.
I watched a documentary this week about social media and all the dangers.
Oh, God. So you deleted your Facebook.
Well, I'm glad I did. But they interviewed all the engineers. And they said fake news, you know, whatever that is 6 times more likely to spread than real news. Because fake news is obviously more interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I believe that. It depends. I think it depends on what the news is. Like, so-and-so won the Super Bowl. That's real news, and it fucking spreads.
Well, they were all wound up about the Trump election.
Oh, that shit.
That figures. They said that their algorithms don't know the difference between real news and fake news. And so it just follows the algorithm of, like, if you've clicked on something like that, you'll like this. and it keeps feeding you the same shit over and over again because it thinks that's the best way to hold your attention.
Yeah.
And they're like, you ever sit on Facebook and look at people and go like, why are they saying that? Do they not see the same information I see?
I don't know.
The answer is no, they don't see what you see.
They don't?
No, they see what is tailored to their point of view so that they are just frustratingly at odds with the world.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, well, fuck, man.
One other thing I liked about it.
That's why I see some ads and other people don't see some ads.
Yes.
Okay.
And those ads are a judgment that the AI is making about you.
So if the AI sees, so why? That's why they keep pushing me to Cheez-Its. In Canada, we have Cheez Nips, and Cheez-Its, like, since the pandemic started, Cheez-Its just like came, and they keep everyone like always the ads for fucking Cheez-Its.
You're being targeted. They've filled you in as a fat with minimal self-control.
Not just a fat who could be won over to the Cheez-Its from Cheez-Nips.
They're like, there's no brand loyalty. Or maybe you see the ad so much because they're like, the brand loyalty is strong in this one. We'll have to try twice as hard to win him over.
Yeah, what the fuck? So you don't get ads for Cheez-Nips, or Cheez-Its, sorry.
I've never heard of the fucking things.
Cheez-Its? The crackers?
I get ads for weirdo shit like costumes.
Okay. Anything cosplay related. I got it.
Yeah. All kinds of weirdo shit like that.
Well, that's great.
But they framed it as like, on one side of the screen is this massive AI intelligence, and on the other side is you. And they're playing a game for your attention. And it wants the maximum amount of your attention it can get.
Yeah.
And the only way to win is to delete, is to not play.
Okay.
That's cool. So I beat Facebook. Pretty fucking cool. Yeah, I beat Facebook in a game of social media.
Yeah, Facebook.
Remember when that kid beat the robot at chess?
Yeah, you beat it in Facebook. Congratulations.
I went to the DMV today.
Oh, shit. How'd that go?
My license expired in May. But I, like, my wife and I are never off at the same time, and I have a 2-year-old, and it's a pandemic. Yeah. So I don't trust anyone to be a babysitter, and I wasn't going to take him with me because they were like, 4 to 5 hour minimum, bring a sleeping tent.
What? 4 to 5 hour wait?
Yeah, like to do anything.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
My mother's in town. She came by to watch the little man. She did not know about this pandemic 4 to 5 hour shenanigans. So she arrived at a leisurely 9 a.m.
Oh, instead of arriving at 6 a.m.
Oh, no. They're saying, like, get there at 5:30 a.m.
Are you shitting me?
They're telling you get there, like, half hour to an hour before they open. Like, concert tickets.
What? The fucking DMV opens at 6 a.m.?
Yep. They're telling you get there at 5. So that when that door opens at 6, you get the fresh cakes. Don't even let them get a sip of their coffee in their system. Start banging on the door.
That's fucked.
So I got there at 10:30 a.m. And I was like, well, got some podcasts to listen to. I was in and out in an hour and a half.
Oh, that's not so bad.
it wasn't bad at all because I spent the first hour outside where it was beautiful, crisp, and clean out.
Yeah, with fresh air.
Oh, I actually...
Before I forget, tomorrow, since people don't know, is Steve Renner's easy day.
9/11, never forget, never forgive.
What?
It says 9/11, never forget, never forgive.
You know what pisses me off about Steve Renner's easy? It's not... that I'm not Red Bar. I'm not, oh, who can forgive? Like, because I'm like, you know, I've done things that are fucked. But, you know, like, well, I don't know. I guess post pictures of a retarded kid on the. But, you know, I have a little humility. Like, I have no humility.
Oh, he strolled right back into his career. I thought he was finished. I was like, this is a nail in the coffin of any man.
Oh, specifically, what was that show that he was on?
I believe that show did get canceled off of this.
No, not that. I'm talking about the show that he was on that was like, where they're supposed to rip on each other.
The League?
No, where they're supposed to make fun of each other.
Roast battle?
Yeah, that. And he went up there and ate his balls.
Ate his balls, and I think, didn't they throw some 9/11 jokes at him?
Yeah, they got like two 9/11 jokes that weren't even that vicious. And what's that guy? David Spade's like, I didn't like the 9/11 jokes. Fuck you. Fuck David Spade.
You know, it's not like he just sort of lied about it once.
No, he continued. He went on and on and on.
He went on the Mark Maron show to cry about it. We should pull up the tape of that one day because Mark was probably, they probably had a moment was later where he was panicking about lying and Mark was like, are you okay, dog? Like, are you all right? You need a sec. You need a tissue.
Doggy.
That's not how Mark Maron talks at all.
I can't believe Lewis just thinks it's insane that you suggest he fight someone.
Well, so for people that don't know, we've been teasing felony Charles Bennett, who is a former fighter.
Felony Charles Bennett.
Yeah, so we've been teasing Felony, and Lewis is preparing to fight Jason Ellis.
Yeah, so why is it Felony?
Well, so here's the idea I had after our last show. Lewis is making these videos, these Fight Companion training videos, sponsored by Yo Kratom, where he's showing himself training and working out, and he, like, talks to the camera, like, yeah, you know what, doggy? I just want to be the best me I could be every day. Oh, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. So, after our last show, I was like, it would be funny if I did, like, a Don King thing and I busted my glasses off just like fucking Felony, which Felony might be biting his style from Don King. And I just talk shit to Felony about, you know, how I'm challenging him to a fight. And then in the corner, as I'm challenging him, my contender is Lewis. And okay. I was like, I bet based off the fact that Lewis is a celebrity and Felony needs a win, we could actually make this fight happen in real life.
Yeah. What's wrong with doing that? Why is Doggy doing
it? Well, so instead of just doing it, I decided to hit up Lewis first, and I was like, so what?
By the way, he's got at least 50 pounds on Felony. At least.
Have you seen those chunky thighs? It's a lot more than 50.
I was being nice. Like, he's...
Lewis is a heavy bottom. He's a thick bottom.
We're talking about... I'll be fair. I'll be fair. Like, versus... featherweight.
Oh, now he is scrappy. But
felony?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is, but come on, like what could Lewis should be able to.
Lewis, you need to go on Netflix and watch you some Cobra Kai Dojo. No.
You're on the Tappa. You've been tapped.
Oh, God. Okay.
I did want to... I have a couple of things to talk to you about. Before you run away.
I didn't run away. You ran away.
I fucking hate this anchor app. We were talking about felony. I asked Lewis if he would fight him.
Charles Bennett, everybody.
And Lewis said, fuck no. And then he asked me why, and when I explained why, he was like, of course not, you fucking psycho.
Shit, man. He should just do it. Like, he does one fight every, like, 16 years. Just do it. Like, why does he want to... He doesn't want to fight him because he thinks he'll lose. That's why.
Well, because it would be a real fight. Lewis has street fights with comedians. Comedian street tough. That's what he gets into it with.
Okay, fair enough. But we haven't made fun of enough street beefs.
And we need to... to work with street beefs to organize.
My name's Scarface. I'm the Dante Nero of street beefs. Yeah.
I bet if we reach out to them, we could set up some sort of interview program. Maybe even get Joe Booney to call a fight.
I would love to have Felony. Felony should be headlining street beefs.
He has to be fighting with them, right? Like, he can't get sanctioned, so what the fuck is he doing in Georgia?
I don't know. Maybe Georgia doesn't test for weed.
I mean, unless they've got some kind of law like Florida does. Mutual combat. Like, he might be setting himself up to get fucked.
I don't know. Felony Charles Bennett. This is a big comeback.
Did you see, speaking of Georgia, Andre 3000 is wandering around Georgia looking like Dick Gregory and playing a fucking Aboriginal flute?
No, I had no idea. I thought Andre 3000 was dead.
He's very quiet. Apparently he's extremely shy.
Yeah, no shit.
They said he had to walk around the concert twice to avoid seeing people he knew.
Really?
he used to perform under a desk. I wish I could.
Such a big deal. I mean, it just is under the table. It's not like, you know. I felt more
it wasn't weird. You weren't doing weirdo stuff. You were just under the table. It's not like you lied about 9/11.
That's true.
Everybody go check out the Red Bar YouTube channel, Steve Ren is Easy video. That's what we're referencing.
Yeah, I can't believe it's that time of year again. I feel like it was yesterday. We marked it on our calendars.
This was a fast year. This was an exciting year of Red Bar.
Yeah, if you're going by Red Bar, then it was a fast year.
For us, too. We were all over the place, got into all kinds of things, and flew by for me. Dragged a little in the middle.
Now we're back again.
So, at the DMV, I had to get tough with the guy.
Oh, shit. Would you, for what? What'd you do?
Good question. Good observation. the line outside. In front of me is a old white lady, and in front of her is a young Arab 9/11.
Okay.
And this young gentleman, he decided to bring a lawn chair and his laptop.
So, okay. You know,
you're expecting a 4 to 5 hour wait. You know, it's a good idea. You should have a chair.
Yeah.
He's got his little computer. And I'm thinking, like, oh, he must be working. Like, he must have had to, like, he's so important, he has to work while he's waiting, right?
Yeah.
I look over at his screen, and he's reading a book, and he's having a DM conversation.
Okay, so.
He's doing shit you could have done on a smartphone. Well, he doesn't want to turn away from this conversation, so every time the line moves, he's just sitting there.
Oh, okay, I got it.
So I'm looking at him, and the old lady's looking at him, and then she's looking at me and looking at him, and the other people in the line are hustling and bustling behind me. And I was like, hey, laptop, let's go. I had to shoo him along about 3 different times.
What the fuck?
Hey, laptop, let's pick it up a second.
What if he doesn't have a smartphone?
I'm going to guess that he doesn't. I mean, it looked like I'm going to say Quran, but it looked like he was reading the Bible on there and then talking in Facebook Messenger or AOL Messenger at the same time.
Fuck, man. If this guy didn't have a smartphone, shit. Okay, question. What kind of laptop was it? Was it like a MacBook?
This was a HP... 1996.
Oh, okay, he doesn't have a smartphone, man. He's not.
He got to the door, and they wouldn't let him bring his chair inside. And there's a moment where he's kind of looking around, you know, in case it's a bomb. He's Arab. Excuse me, brown kid. Yeah, you're going to have to leave your backpack outside. I know the other people here have backpacks. You're going to have to set yours down. Okay, thank you.
Oh, shit.
But he had that moment in his eyes where he's like, is this racist? And I was like, I don't know how I could be racist to this guy because I can't tell what fucking race he is.
I can't tell, and he's probably Bangladeshi.
He's brown, but not black.
He's probably Bangladeshi, that's my guess.
He had a beard like Captain Nemo.
That could be a lot of different.
It curled down at the ends. He's like a young 20-something-year-old dude, too. Can beards naturally do that, or does that just come from a lot of rubbing your thumb through it as you're sitting in... sitting in class, listening to your elders?
I don't know, man.
There's a lot of beard stroking to make those bitches curl.
Ugh. I don't like that.
Can you imagine tugging that coarse Indian hair until it obeyed and curled?
Oh.
Might need a curling iron.
Oh. That is gross. Like sandpaper, man.
So it turns out there's an open mic on Thursdays I could be going to.
Oh, isn't it that guy, Darius or whatever?
No, it is Junior Stopka.
Junior Stopka, okay. I wanted to make sure I got the right liar picked out.
You know who was in town this week that I could have gone to go see?
No.
Ben Glebe.
Ew, no you. Come on, man.
My buddy was on the show with him, and I wanted to say something, but I was like, he's not going to have any idea what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm just gonna keep this to myself.
Do you do things to make me hate you?
Didn't say I was gonna go. I just saw that he was in town this week.
No, but you would have gone because you have a thing where you're like, I have to support comedy. You know what? Because you're doing what I used to do when I was in film school, where I used to buy Blu-rays because I'm like, I gotta support the industry, man. I gotta support the industry. And it's no, you don't. What the fuck? Who gives a shit?
My support of the industry has dwindled to a minimum.
Good.
Kyle got something wrong this week. Speaking of support, he said Joe Rogan's first guest in the new studio was going to be Dave Chappelle.
Oh yeah, it was that blinking guy.
The guy that invented podcasting.
I couldn't stand that. Did you see him?
So I saw him on Red Bar yesterday, and...
You see how much he fucking blinks?
That's like a young Alex Krockman. Or a Jimmy Norton.
Yeah, it was fucking distracting.
I don't trust people that blink.
I don't
Get
trust
yourself people. Together.
Yeah, what are you not paying attention to?
What's eating you up inside? You can't hold your eyes together.
Yeah, what the fuck? Fucking blinky. Anyway, you were saying?
Well, so next week I think I'm going to go check out this mic instead of doing the show like this.
Check out this mic?
It's a chance to go get back on a stage. It's an hour away. It means an hour there, wait around, do my thing, an hour back.
You just need to do this, huh?
I feel like it. I haven't been to the city in quite a while.
Okay.
Let me see if I can get KB to come with me so I at least have company on the ride.
Well, yeah, she'll do. I just don't get that shit about comedians. I don't get why you guys have to do it. Like, there's no one out there asking for new material.
No, I want to do it. It's like a fighter... A fighter training. You just want to keep working out, keep training.
I guess.
But I feel like I'm going into the shittiest. Like, open mics are already shitty and poorly attended, and this is a social distancing event.
Ugh. See, that's the thing. Can't you guys just give it up? Like, it's fucking over, guys. Like, you're never going to be allowed to do stand-up ever again. I hate to be the guy that has to tell you that, but, you know, it's over.
Well, I was thinking about the protest and how the BLMs were okay. They didn't spread coronavirus. So I feel like we're allowed to pack the place as long as we do so on behalf of black people.
Yeah, I don't understand that shit.
It's like having Christ in your heart. As long as you come in there with the power of black people, you'll be protected from COVID.
Oh, did we fucking tell everybody that Royce and Maria are having a fucking, like a marriage counseling thing?
So I've seen this in two places on Twitter and on r/Mersh, different sources talking about it. That on Twitter I saw, it looks like Maria's moved out the house.
No way.
They said it's just Royce Mersh, and apparently they have a dog.
Oh, my God.
And then it was confirmed with the second source today on r/Mersh that Royce appears to be attending marriage counseling.
Oh, Royce.
Now, I sent this to you. You said, I'll solve your marriage in 5 seconds.
Yeah, you just kick out Mersh.
You think that'll do it?
So tell Mersh to sleep in the BMW. Problem solved.
The nerve of that dude to get a BMW when he don't have a spot.
That's what I mean. Like, you just tell Mersh, you're like, listen, you can drink from the hose. You can park your BMW here, but now you gotta get the fuck out.
It's like there's no way they've sat down and had a conversation where Mersh was like, yeah, so, yeah, the plan is I'm not moving out. I just live with you guys now. One big happy family. Everything is awesome.
Oh, that part was he absolutely brought it up. One big happy family. You know he's saying shit like that.
You know, he was saying the haters better back off because he's awesome. And then he posted on his Facebook a picture of him getting a flat tire. Or he said, this is awesome.
Ugh. Man.
Apparently, he doesn't know how to change the tire, and he actually had to have it towed to the dealership.
What? Is he felony now? He's fucked because the key broke off in the ignition?
Merch should take some notes from felony. You know, you don't want to... Well, why just be in the street when you could be at an Acura dealership?
Yeah, what the fuck? You think they let him hose at the Acura dealership?
Can you imagine Mersh living at a BMW dealership?
Oh, yeah, with his 1980s BMW.
He's got his cream jacket on.
Yeah, you shouldn't have a car that has the Briarwood on the side. Like, that that shit. You
he's walking around the lobby trying to trick people into thinking he's an employee.
Mersh brags like Dante. No, like he's like, yeah, I got a BMW. It's not a good one.
I think that even though he bought that BMW from someone, just some random guy, he would still take it back to the dealership like he bought it from that dealership.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Gotta get the old BM fixed. Yeah, I was my other car is also in the shop. They give him a fucking Toyota rental that's better than the car he owns.
The Mersh laugh is my favorite part, by the way.
You realize like a 2018, 2019 Toyota, any model, is probably more advanced than the BMW he's driving?
Yeah.
That's a straw that got you, fat boy.
I don't know why he would buy a BMW. He just wanted to say, hey, I got a BMW. So you say, I got a Beamer.
My sister actually owns a BMW. She just has a thing for new cars. I can tell you, they're affordable if you're willing to make the payments, Mersh. You didn't have to get an old one. You could swing
that.
Yeah,
dude. Why do you need lease Lambo like Lana Rose?
Yeah, I got the new Lambo. He probably didn't know what leasing was at the time.
Oh,
he just heard about it.
Mersh doesn't seem like the type to understand something like that.
You know what I learned today, which is actually, I guess, good news for me? my wife was trying to prepare me for the BMW because I'm not like a responsible adult. I was just like, I just go in, right? She's like, no, you need envelopes with your name and address on them. You need to your passport. You got to prove that you're a person.
Oh, for the DMV.
Yeah. So it turns out you need to have mail that was sent to you in the last 90 days, and it has to be official bills. And it turns out I don't have any bill.
What about your phone bill?
I'm on a plan with my wife. I just give her money.
Oh, shit, man. So you're off the grid.
I'm off the grid. All my bills are paid.
Man, that's excellent. You know, what about your student loans?
They garnish my wages.
So whatever you get at the, does it show a deduction?
Yeah.
Or is it just, this is what you get because you worked here?
They take 20% of whatever I'm earning just off the top.
Jesus, man, that's not so bad.
It's a lot less than if I was paying the student loans back. And also, like, the student loans, like, it was, like, one was $500 a month, one was $800 a month, and another one was, like, $500 or $600 a month. So all three of those added up, I had to pay every fucking month versus just 20% off the top, whatever you make, whatever you make, it's paid, no hassle, no interest.
So do they actually expect it to all be paid off one day?
Yeah, they cut it down. Because the interest was 30%, and once I got, like, underwater with it, I just stopped paying, and it takes 7 years for them to take you to court. By the time they were taking me to court, it was like $170,000. It was something psychotic, and they cut it down to 30 grand.
That ain't so bad, man. You really should go back and get that one credit at this point.
I would have to get recertified as disabled. Plus, once I get it, like, you can't really do anything with my degree without a master's. And all the jobs, like, I've called around for anthropology jobs, and I've checked them on my friends to see who's working. Most of them that are still doing it work for this company called Shovel Bums, where you go, and before they do construction, they have to have anthropologists come in and shovel test to make sure there's nothing sacred there.
What?
You don't have to have a degree to have that job. You can, as long as you finish high school, you can be a shovel bum.
Yeah, but you might as well just, if you're one credit, you might as well get it.
Right, but if you, this shovel bum thing pays like 12-something an hour.
Oh.
The only other person I know that is continuing to use their degree is an anthropology professor at Harvard.
Oh, you ain't going to be a professor, Ian.
You don't think they're going to let me in with my past?
Probably not. But, hey, if it makes you feel better, they're not going to take me either.
Well, I figured out how we can get away with everything.
Really? As you record this?
Yeah, man. Even this recording is part of the plan. So
okay, we're going to both just claim we're insane?
Now with YouTube, you can get the transcripts of something once it's up. You could cut and paste the transcripts. And you could have an email like @Nick Way, email each of us the transcript, and then we delete the original, and we repost a week later, so it looks like we're all just doing the script that Nick wrote for us.
What?
I'm saying we pin the whole thing on Nick. We're all just actors. He's the one that writes this shit.
I just don't know how we do that with, so do we start every show with, like, written and produced by?
We can go, as we premiere them, because we're just going to delete everything that existed and re-premiere it, we can put that note in there. Written, produced, created by Nick Gay.
Well,
all copyrights reserved.
Well, thank God you recorded this.
If it came down to it, where you're in court, and I come in, I go, Your Honor, look at this startling evidence, blackout. And the judge was like, you know what? I'll take Nick. Would you go? No, Your Honor. This is all a farce. This is my friend's a sociopath. None of this is real. Take me to jail and save Nick, or would you let him get locked up?
Oh man. I can't let Nick go to jail.
Look at the heart on you.
I can't do that, especially when I could just go to an insane asylum.
Well, now that you're on these pills, you're certifiably sane, my friend.
No, I'm not.
You are nuts.
I know. I just got to stop taking them.
You're a drug addict. You're not responsible for your behavior. That's what Nick told me to say.
That's what Nick told me to say.
You know what? Since we have this phone thing, you want to try calling Nick?
Oh, God, no. Please don't do that.
Hey, guys. You haven't called me in a while. Ian, you never call me.
That would be fucked.
You want to call Mo?
No, I don't want to call Mo. I'm dodging him right now.
Maybe you owe him money?
No, I have his PS3 and he wants it back. And I told him that I haven't paid my phone bill, which is not entirely untrue. I mean, I'm not going to pay my phone bill.
Fam, I need my PS3, fam.
Yeah, he wants it back. I'm like, dude, like, why does he want a PS3 so bad?
I'm excited about this new Call of Duty.
You are?
The game got in some more trouble. I can't think of what happened off the top of my head. Tell me.
In China, they released the trailer for the game, and it had 1 second of the Tiananmen Square thing. So China made Call of Duty take it down. The trailer.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like they don't even want it. They won't let the rest of the world even. They should have made that a Call of Duty mission where you're the guy who's got to like stand in front of the tank.
No, they should have made you the guy in the tank.
Oh yeah, man. That's what I mean.
Dude, it blew my mind when I played Call of Duty and. Some part where you're in Russia and you're a terrorist and you have to mow down innocent people.
Oh, yeah, that's called Modern Warfare 2.
That shit tripped me. I was like, this is not okay. No!
That's the thing. You don't have to kill anybody in it. You can just walk the whole level and not kill anybody.
Fuck that, man. I played that level to death. I was trying to get everybody in that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. And they have people crawling away. You got to fucking cap them.
I would love
no
a
kids,
zombie game.
There's no kids in the airport.
I would love a Grand Theft Auto zombie game where there's no story to it. It's just you in the city with X amount of zombies. Figure it out.
They have those.
What's it called?
Left 4 Dead.
No, I want a fun one. Like, what was it?
Dead Rising. There you go.
Like, Dead Rising was the right idea, but they have these fucking shitty time limits on it to make the game no fun to play because I dick around too much. I want that. I don't need scared to death zombies trying to mow me down. It's supposed to be a fun, stress-killing activity.
Man. What about, well, I guess there's a storyline to it. I was going to say World War Z.
Did you hear what Fall Guy is doing?
Who?
That game Fall Guy where a bunch of minion-looking motherfuckers fall out of the sky and have to run through an obstacle course.
No, I've never heard of it.
I believe it's brought to you by the people that did Fortnite. Now, these games...
playing it.
These games are massively popular and they want to release mobile versions, but it turns out whenever you have an app on Apple where there's in-store purchases, Apple takes 30% off the top.
Jesus.
That's harsher than my student loans. They're like, that's a service fee. So in this game they figured out a way around that where like you could go to their website and buy, like, V-Bucks or whatever. your own version of it without having to get Apple involved. And so Apple pulled them off of the app.
Okay.
So Fortnite made a parody video of Apple's 1984 video where they're like, Apple, you've become Big Brother. You're a big business, and we're here to fight you.
Fuck.
And they're suing Apple to try and break up the monopoly. They're saying it's unfair of them to charge so much money.
Yeah, but what about the Google Store?
Google Store, Steam, Xbox's Store. These game creators want to be able to be on every platform without having to pay a insane fee.
That's fucked. I can't believe that people play Fortnite, though. That's still the most amazing thing to me.
It's pretty fucking slick that they did this in their game, knowing Apple would respond by saying you're violating terms of contract and pull us down, and they had their video ready to drop the next morning. It was a calculated move to get busted.
You think they did it on purpose?
They absolutely did it on purpose. The fucking CEO boardroom of Fortnite is sitting around going, all right, kick us off, motherfucker. This is part of our strategy. And Apple took
the
bait.
It's a good idea, man. Shit.
It's a pretty gangster idea. I feel like as a business, I should be able to say, like, I'm not going to work with you anymore based on the fact that you did that to Apple.
I feel like if I was Apple, I'd be like, based on you guys putting that video out, I'm not doing business with y'all.
Sorry. Well, my friend, I feel like we've done enough of a podcast.
I feel like we've done enough every Sunday.
Yeah, man. I feel like we've done enough show. We could just end the show.
Yeah, we could.
Fade in the glory. All right, man. I'll let you.
Deuces.